Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised Second Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 117 of Heroes Unlimited. We're in the experiment section still. We've been talking for a few days now about one of the power categories in Heroes Unlimited. One for superheroes whose powers came to them through some kind of deliberate attempt to create a super being, or maybe superheroes who simply got their powers from improper health and safety practices. You know, somebody uses the wrong cutting board, next thing you know, everybody's got x-ray vision, let's go start a super team. These things happen. They happen with alarming frequency. In fact, as we've discussed, you're more likely, if you are a quote-unquote experiment character, to have been changed by an outright accident or a mundane experiment gone weirdly wrong than any kind of attempt to create a super being. However, in every case, there is an organization behind the scenes who is, on some level, responsible for what's happened to you. And that organization is a big deal. A bigger deal than I'd remembered from playing the system as a kid. You know, my recollection was that the experiment was all about super soldier stuff, which we'll be talking about here shortly. But really, a lot of this space is taken up with the shadowy agency that gave you your powers and how they affect your existence as a super being. On today's page, we've got a table describing a pivotal aspect of your character, their relationship with their sponsoring organization. Now, Borgen, my poor, dumb, unlikable baby, is an experiment. She's an alien, but she's also an experiment. So she's going to be rolling on this table. But before we get there, I want to point out the dumbest thing on this page, which we've sort of been batting around over the last few pages, which is the large and growing throughout the section disconnect between the way that these organizations are presented as these powerful and dangerous cyberpunk-style megacorps who are trying to tamper in God's domain and create a super soldier or even a god, versus the reality that you're likely to roll on these tables, which is that you were probably in like a focus group for a new gum and they accidentally turned you into an Iceman. So it's sort of a hapless corporation who now has this Iceman on their hands and they don't know what to do about it. I don't know how a corporation would react to accidentally creating an Iceman, but the thought of some banal company doing the things described on this table is hilarious to me. Now, fortunately, for the purposes of this episode, there's a real-world example that we can use as a launch point here. Quite recently, it was discovered that a chemical used at McDonald's in the preparation of their French fries, among other things, in tests on mice has helped cure baldness. So there's a thought that it may be able in the future to be used as a treatment for human baldness. Now, this was not discovered by McDonald's, but now that McDonald's knows, they might very well branch out into, you know, hiring some people on, maybe running some trials, maybe trying to test out this chemical and see if they can develop a process, right? It's plausible, you know, for a comic book. So let's say that McDonald's is your sponsoring organization. The McDonald's company, in a secret basement beneath the Ronald McDonald House, held above board legal human experiments with this silicone adjacent chemical. I don't know chemistry, but silicone's in there somewhere. They gave these pills or whatever to, you know, a dozen balding dudes. Little did they know they accidentally got some special sauce in there, et cetera, et cetera. Five of the dudes grow a little bit of hair. Six of the dudes, it has no effect. One of the dudes, he can now turn into living plasma. How does McDonald's react? Here are the options on the basis of this table. And I'm going to read more or less verbatim from this table, but I'm just going to pop McDonald's in there so we remember what we're talking about. We remember what Heroes Unlimited is suggesting private industry becomes when somebody starts getting superpowers. Option one, you're lucky. Allowed to leave McDonald's on very good terms, friendly relationship, super being in the organization may ask the other for the occasional favor. So if you ever like rescue some alien refugees and you need a place for them to stay, get some food, let their alien kids run around in the play place, you can maybe hit on McDonald's. Good relationship there. Option two, the powers are unknown to McDonald's because they manifested long after the experiment or incident. Thus, McDonald's has no idea the character has super abilities. Okay, fair enough. You didn't grow hair. That was all they cared about. Honestly, in this scenario, you might not realize it was McDonald's that gave you superpowers. Option number three, McDonald's has been disbanded, and all evidence of its existence is completely gone. Nobody, no government, industry, or individual will acknowledge the program ever existed or that they even know the super being. So McDonald's is now gone. You turn into plasma and you are like, holy shit, I gotta get to Mickey D's. go to the nearest branch, ask to speak to the manager, work my way up the chain, because we got to get this plasma situation sorted out. You go down there, there's just a fucking crater in the ground. Downtown, next to the Burger King. Where is McDonald's? You look it up on the internet, McDonald's is gone. The website's down. McDonald's has folded up shop. The Ronald McDonald House. I mean, they're not going to close their charity down completely. There's kids there. But it's turned overnight into the someone McElse house. And the doctors there act like they don't know you. You've been burned. When you're a spy for McDonald's and you're compromised, you can be left out in the cold. So this is some heavy stuff. You shut down McDonald's single-handedly because of the crazy results. Like, now you have a full flowing head of hair and you can turn into plasma. Maybe you ended up on the news stopping a bank robbery or something. And the people at McDonald's HQ just pushed the big red and yellow button and were like, shut it down. We're going underground. But that's if you're lucky. The options we've talked about so far, that's all good news, because things can be much worse. If you roll a 37 to 41, ran away and is hated by McDonald's. The super being is regarded as a dangerous renegade and loose cannon, whether he is or not, who must be destroyed. McDonald's has publicly branded the character as a psychopathic monster. Thus, he is hunted by the law as well as McDonald's, bounty hunters, and even the occasional superhero. And then it goes on to say that the media typically casts you in the worst possible light. That big fast food money, that buys a lot of news coverage. McDonald's is coming for your ass. They're sending bounty hunters, with carbonite probably. Your ass is grass, and they are going to freeze and then much later grill it. In this scenario, McDonald's is doing the full media push. You know, they're hiring assassins, but they're also using their PR machine. I don't think of this as something that McDonald's PR would be particularly good at, like convincing the general public that someone is a psychopath. But, you know, I guess it's the same skill set as any other PR. Well, you know what they could do? What they could do is just give you the same ad campaign that they gave the Arch Deluxe, only this time they know exactly what they're doing. Everyone will despise you, just as they despised the Arch Deluxe for really no good reason. It was fine. Sometimes I wish that the podcast were like a two-way visual medium so that I could do like a show of hands. How many of my listeners know what the fuck I'm talking about when I talk about the Arch Deluxe? Let's move off this. There's another possibility. If you roll a 42 to 50 on this table, allowed to leave McDonald's after a great antagonism slash conflict. Not friendly, but McDonald's may deal with the super being occasionally. May have enemies in powerful places, but they won't bother with him unless the super being causes them grief. McDonald's doesn't like you. McDonald's is not your friend. But you had a big blow up with them. When you turned into living plasma, there was some creative differences. You wanted to fight crime. They wanted you to be the new hipper Grimace in a national ad campaign. Whatever happened, you had to part ways. And while they're not after you right now, you better watch yourself. Because somewhere in the halls of McDonald's, the disembodied brain of Ray Kroc is just sitting there in a jar in front of a full wall of monitors. He's got nothing else to do. And he's waiting for you to slip up, just making sure you don't try to screw McDonald's on this. And if you do, things are going to get hairy. But at least there's some peace. If you roll a 51 to 60, ran away, secretly hunted by McDonald's. McDonald's is hostile, but not deadly. Not yet. Wants the super being for further experimentation and research. In this scenario, it isn't enough for McDonald's to kill you. Oh no, they need you alive. They need to take you back to McDonald's HQ for interrogation, for testing. They're going to cage you up at one of their McDonald's black sites. These are McDonald's facilities so secure, they don't even display the golden arches outside. That is a violation of international law for McDonald's to operate without that. But this is purely off the books. This is black ops. They're going to take you to one of these sites. They're going to experiment on you. They're going to find out how they turned you into living plasma. And then, you know, they'll figure out how to leverage that into the fast food game. It's not a clear connection, but the clown didn't make his millions by passing up an opportunity. You turn somebody to plasma, that deserves a follow-up, and they're going to get it by any means necessary. So you are on the run. You are a fugitive. Everybody else in the super team is just, you know, hanging out, being hated and feared by the populace, maybe if they're mutants, but otherwise cool. But you've got to constantly be looking over your shoulder. McDonald's could be anywhere. Conversely, you roll a 61 to 70, McDonald's doesn't want you. Thrown out of the program. All ties to McDonald's are permanently dissolved. McDonald's is very angry slash hostile toward the character and is easily antagonized by him. Easily antagonized by him? That sounds like you're trolling them. It seems like you're hunting McDonald's in this scenario. Well, maybe they were not too happy about your immediate response to being turned into living plasma, so they just had you sign your exit paperwork, get out of there. Oh, it'd be scandalous. Maybe you went to Burger King. You know, maybe you went to a rival after you got your powers, and that's why they're so upset. Maybe you work for Wendy's now, and they're just furious. And then there's a couple more options here. One more where you ran away and McDonald's is secretly afraid of you. So they send like hunters and like they hire freelance superheroes to try to track you down. But if you behave and don't expose them, then they'll eventually cool down. Or, you know, there's a 10% option that you're actually employed by McDonald's. They pay you at least $100,000 a year, probably $300,000, and that's $1,998 in exchange for your loyalty. I don't know what McDonald's is getting for their money from keeping the Plasmatic Man on retainer. I don't know why that's worth $300,000 a year to McDonald's. This is a weird scenario, not just for McDonald's, but for lots of the agencies that you might pick for your experiment character. Like, some of these are medical research facilities. Some of these are going to be secret private industries that are like chemical companies and things like that. So if, for example, you get turned into a rock man or a werewolf, I can see where those companies would want to like keep you around for experiments, but it seems like hiring you and just like keeping a werewolf on retainer would be outside their core competencies. I'm not sure what a research hospital would do with a staff werewolf, but from the player's perspective, this is, you luck out. Like, you've got a ton of money. You've got a good, you don't have this organization hunting you down, sending bounty hunters at you. So best case scenario, you wake up in the hospital, body still just surrounded with plasma crackle, and in comes some executive with a golden M pin on his designer suit, and he just opens a briefcase full of money and is like, are you aware of the McDonald's elite action team, Bill? And now you're like codename Hamburglar and you get to have a grand old time. So anyway, that's the dumbest thing on this page. Some of these options work better than others, but all of them more or less presuppose an organization that at least has some use for super beings, which is not at all guaranteed, not necessarily likely. I'm not going to make the mistake of defining my sponsoring organization before I roll. I'm going to roll on this table, and then we're going to know what relationship Borgen has to her experimenters before I determine who they were. We've previously determined that they were a secret medical organization, so I'm rolling the dice on this table now. And that is a 54, which means that Borgen ran away and is secretly hunted by the organization. They are hostile, but not deadly. They want to experiment on her. So, you know, we know that Borgen crash landed on Earth, but also she was trained in Earth languages. So we know that she was sort of intended to come here, at least as part of a mission temporarily. So what I'm thinking is, maybe she did work for the organization that experimented on her. They sent her to Earth with a mission that was meant to be temporary, but she bailed out like in an escape pod. In fact, maybe her sponsoring organization kept her existence a secret. I think she was a military-trained character who supposedly and officially died in combat, but was actually saved with an experimental medical procedure that gave her superpowers. Her continued existence was kept off the books, so people didn't know she was alive when she was sent on this mission to Earth. She took advantage of that by bailing on like an escape pod. So now she's escaped her organization, but they can't really mount another operation to come back here because she doesn't officially exist. It's like a little, you know, secret medical organization cabal in her planet's government. So they want her, but they don't have the resources to send a mission to get her. So they're probably going to hire, you know, bounty hunters or like local Earth organizations through clandestine channels to try to recapture her and get her back, since her planet's government doesn't even know that she's still alive, let alone that she's running around on Earth with superpowers. The details are still falling into place, but I think I'm going to go in that general direction. As her powers develop, that may give me more clues. In any case, that is just about it for the main part of the experiment section. However, we still need to talk about the super soldier option, which begins on the next page. These are the characters you're really thinking of when you think experiment, and we're going to start in on them next time on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That's ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Art of Escapism, whose work you can find at soundcloud.com/artofescapism. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.